Eli Lilly plans at least $27 billion in new U.S. manufacturing investments. Eli Lilly on February 26, 2025, said it will invest at least $27 billion to build four new manufacturing sites in the U.S. as demand for its blockbuster weight loss and diabetes injections soars and the company develops new drugs for other conditions. It comes as drug makers and companies across different industries work to build goodwill with President Donald Trump, who has promised reshoring manufacturing to the U.S. and reducing reliance on foreign supply chains. He has threatened companies and pharmaceutical businesses in particular with tariffs if they do not manufacture products in the U.S. Eli Lilly made the announcement at an event in Washington, D.C., emphasizing the political undertones of the strategy. The event featured several speakers from the Trump administration, including Kevin Hassett, director of the White House National Economic Council, and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who explicitly tied the announcement to Trump's policies. Lutnick said the investment is exactly what the Trump administration is all about, which is building and manufacturing and reshoring in America, investing in America, building in America. He thanked Eli Lilly for doing exactly what the president was hoping would happen. Lutnick added that if you want to understand the tariff policy of the U.S., I have just explained it. The move brings Eli Lilly's total U.S. manufacturing investments to more than $50 billion in recent years. The other $23 billion is from the company's previous spending on new plants and site expansions since 2020, which has helped ease supply shortages of its popular drugs. This represents the largest pharmaceutical expansion investment in U.S. history, Eli Lilly CEO David Ricks said at the event. We're making these investments to prepare for the demand we anticipate for future pipeline medicines across our therapeutic areas. Shares of the company closed more than 1% higher on Wednesday. Three of the future U.S. sites announced Wednesday will manufacture active ingredients in medications, such as tirzepatide, the active ingredient in Eli Lilly's obesity drug Zepbound, and diabetes treatment Mounjaro. Ricks noted that there is a real gap in supply chain in the U.S. as it relates to active ingredient availability in our country. The fourth site will extend the company's global manufacturing network for future injectable therapies, he added. Eli Lilly has not decided on where the four new U.S. sites will be located, Ricks said. The company will be accepting location submissions through March 13 and will announce decisions on new sites in the coming months. Eli Lilly said the four new sites will create more than 3,000 jobs for workers such as engineers and scientists, along with 10,000 construction jobs as the plants are built. The company's other U.S. plants include sites in North Carolina, Indiana, and Wisconsin. The new investments aren't solely dedicated to Eli Lilly's current and future weight loss drugs. The company is also charting its future beyond Zepbound and Mounjaro, hopes to deliver drugs in other therapeutic products for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and other conditions. Rick said the company is optimistic about its pipeline across therapeutic areas, including cardiometabolic health, oncology, immunology, and neuroscience. Still, the new investments build on the success of Zepbound and Mounjaro, which share dominance of the booming market for so-called GLP-1 drugs, with Novo Nordisk's weight loss drug Wegovy and diabetes treatment Ozempic. Some analysts expect the global obesity drug market to be worth more than $150 billion annually by the early 2030s, making it critical for both companies to maintain their share as other drug makers scramble to join. During the event, Ricks took a shot at cheaper compounded versions of its injectable drugs, saying, America faces a growing threat from an influx of counterfeit and compounded medications. Eli Lilly's efforts to boost the supply of Zepbound and Mounjaro aim to ensure that eligible patients are safely accessing those branded treatments instead of cheaper compounded versions. Patients flocked to those unapproved copycats when the branded drugs were in short supply, or if they didn't have insurance coverage for the costly treatments. The FDA has since declared the shortage of tirzepatide over, which will essentially bar many compounding pharmacies from making copycats. Hassett said the issue also disturbs the White House, because offshore producers of copycat drugs are threatening lives in the U.S. In another sign of the political goals of the announcement, Ricks touted Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, saying that the legislation has been fundamental to the company's manufacturing investments. He called it essential that these policies are extended permanently this year. Key provisions from that law are set to expire at the end of December, though a reduction in the corporate tax rate will remain in effect. That legislation, passed by a majority Republican Congress during Trump's first term, was the largest tax code overhaul in nearly three decades that slashed taxes for individuals and businesses. It cut the corporate tax rate to 21%, capped deductions for state and local taxes at $10,000, and expanded the child tax credit, among other efforts. Long-term progress will also require U.S. policies to continue to protect the intellectual property rights and foster an innovative environment where we can do our work, Ricks said. Novo Nordisk has similarly invested billions in manufacturing to ramp up supply of Wegovy and Ozempic, announcing in 2024 it would take over three sites from contract manufacturer Catalent for $11 billion.